The healthcare detective Frank Lalle has written a book for Simon and Schuster about how to get affordable healthcare. Called Your Best Healthcare Now. It's available online, in-store, wherever fine books are sold. It is a fine book. Mr. Lalle is also the health correspondent for Parade and the former editor of Money and George magazines. He joins us when he can, and we are in the midst of a new case. The healthcare detective on the case, his own. Oh, my aching back on my bed or chair of pain. And this, I would say, this is the third foray. What have you discovered, detective?
I've discovered that my back still hurts, Jill, and hurts a lot. This is a valuable conversation that we're about to have. There's been a lot of press, and rightly so, about the opioid epidemic in this country. I think not discussed as much is a kind of a root cause of this. I mean, people find themselves, for one reason or another, in my case it's back pain, in severe pain. And little by little, they just turn, because of the lack of delivery in our healthcare systems, lack of education on some parts of doctors. Sometimes the patients don't know any better. And we just load up on pain pills and sort of in a justifiable way, because the pain is unbearable. And then people wake up addicted to the medicine. And that's, you know, we've seen that all over the country. But I'll give you, this is my little test case here. And I am a healthcare detective, and I'm monitoring this as closely as I can. And I've got doctors who I am in touch with virtually every day now as we count down to a back operation that I really need. But I am flirting with taking too many pain pills. I'm beyond flirting. I'm in a total embrace with this. So half a step back now. I think listeners have heard us talk about this before. I've had two back surgeries, back condition that I have. It's spinal stenosis, and it's chronic. There's calcium building up on the inside of my spinal canal. That sounds like it hurts, and it hurts. So I'm no stranger to pain, but I've had two lapendectomies, two procedures at hospital for special surgery. No kidding around stuff. But I've never had pain like this. This is a pain that attacks the small of my back. It's like an electric shock, but much more painful than just an electric shock. Then the pain radiates down my thighs and my hamstrings to the point where I lose my balance. I lose muscle resiliency in my legs, and I have fallen twice. So something needs to be done, and it needs to be done in a hurry. I really feel sorry for people around me when I go into one of these back spasms. I feel sorry for myself, believe me, but I feel sorry for people around me because I'm screaming in pain and there isn't anything they can do to help me. And it gets me at very vulnerable parts of the day, at the end of the day when I'm more tired and just trying to do the simplest thing, which is to climb into bed, get into one position where I can fall asleep. That is very, very difficult and very painful, even though I'm heavily sedated. So what's heavily sedated? I should be taking no more than 3 oxycodone a day. I have to honestly tell you that I'm up to 6 and perhaps even more. Because I've had a day or two very recently where I was in just so much pain, I just popped the pills and I wasn't keeping score. That's not good, guys.
Question.
You're starting to flirting with addiction if you're not using all your senses here.
Question.
Sure.
Does when you, because I think this is also part of the bigger problem. What happens when you take another one? Does it abate somewhat? Does it just
edge off? It's like a half-life, Jill.
Yeah.
You know, you would hope that you could take a pill and it would give you 8 hours of relief. then it sort of gives you 6 hours of relief, and then it gives you 4 hours of relief. And in some cases, I've had it where it just gives me 2 hours of relief. And I'll be quite honest, I've had cases where I pop two at a time because the pain has gotten out ahead of my body, and I had to bring it back. I mean, some of the pain doctors, and I've had pain doctors now for years, they will say, get out ahead of the pain. So don't wait to be in severe pain like that. If you know that you normally need a pill at about 2 o'clock in the afternoon, take it at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Don't wait until you're in pain to take that pill. So I had gotten myself in a position where the pain was out ahead of me, and I just had to bring myself back in. Now, what happens then? You're heavily sedated. You nod off. You take these long naps. I mean, Carol has walked in on me, and there I am, just slumped over asleep. It scares the hell out of her, I'm sure. So this is not good. It's not sustainable. I need to get a back operation, and I need to get it very quickly. So here was the goal we've set, right? We need two opinions, at least two, from peer-reviewed back surgeons that are respected widely by their colleagues. We need to get that done as quickly as we can. I do have an operation date. If I go with an operation at Mount Sinai with a doctor we've met with twice and we like very much, then I can have the operation on May 14th. So just to keep it in perspective, that would be
10 days.
10 days away. Okay.
Recording date.
From when we're talking about it right this moment. However, that's just one opinion, right? So I have also lined up with the Hospital for Special Surgery, great hospital. I go in Monday morning at 7:30 to see one of their top young hotshot surgeons. Very much looking forward to meeting him. I had to fill out a 45-page questionnaire to get to see him, special tests that he asked to get to see him. He only sees patients who he thinks need surgery. I'm one of those guys. I was pressing to see him sooner, and I'm pleading my case and describing my pain, and his nurse points out very rightly, look, everyone who comes in here is in pain. You will be on Monday morning, you will be his 37th patient. Now that's twice as many patients as a doctor would normally see. So you can imagine the day he's going to put in. And I get to see him because they're squeezing me in at 7:30 in the morning. He's starting a good hour early so that he could get to see me. And his nurse said, look, it's not fair to the doctor. In a sense, it's not fair to the patient either for the doctor to be seeing so many patients in one day. I'm sure this guy can handle it, but boy, that's a burden. I am lucky, and this is a tip. If you find yourself in a situation like this with an overburdened doctor, try your best to be the first patient, right? So if they're saying to you, look, he's completely booked up, I really can't see you, don't ask for the 6:30 appointment at the end of the day when everybody's really tired and you've been in pain all day. Go for the first appointment you can get. So that's what I've got for Monday morning. That's 7:30 in the morning. I'll be there with all my bells on. And I'll see what he says. Now, here's a fear. What if his diagnosis is radically different than the diagnosis I have at Mount Sinai? Now I need a third opinion. And getting a third opinion, I mean...
But wait one second. And this is where having a healthcare an advocate, as you do, is helpful. Because if you are banged out on painkillers, which everyone knows affect judgment and emotional reaction.
Right.
The first thing that advocate is going to say to you is, you know what? We're going to sweat that when we get there. Because let's say for one second that it is different. Well, then who knows? We may be dealing with something else, or we may be dealing with something sooner. So let's just sit tight and get the information.
Right.
Because otherwise, and this isn't just you, but the patient is going to spend the time between the actual appointment.
Right.
Already in pain, but in you know, an emotional soup that's not conducive to anything particularly productive.
Yeah, I didn't want to spin my wheels. I didn't want to do that. However, Jill, I have lined things up so that if there is a tie and I need a tiebreaker, I now have a very strong recommendations at Lenox Hill. I've got a doctor. I've got a phone number. I've got all my tests because I've done them now for these other surgeons, and I can now walk in with discs that is little plastic discs that show
not your back discs. Okay.
Yeah, I can walk in with my bulgy disc. So they can very quickly see exactly what my condition is and the problem at L2-3, which is where we think we have the big problem. So I've got it lined up, Jill, but I didn't want to your point, I didn't want to spin my wheels seeing four or five doctors. That would just get, at the end of the day, that would just get confusing. You might do that if I wasn't in so much pain and I had all the time in the world. A cancer diagnosis often, frankly, can actually be put off for, you know, a couple of months, and you can see four or five specialists. In this much pain, I don't have that option. Yeah, don't have that option. I really don't. But I have somewhere to turn. I can turn to Lenox Hill. I can turn to NYU. And I would do it in a hurry. So, look, I've done one other thing. I have gone now for my second epidural. I did that on Monday. Now, that should block all the pain. Frankly, it really just helped for about 2 days. But it was relief. And then by Wednesday, I've developed a slight cough. And every time I coughed in bed, I got a shock right to the spot that triggered all the pain. It was it was a beauty. It was a beauty Wednesday night. So that's, look, I got past Wednesday night. Here we are. I've got things lined up for next week. Next week is decision week. And I think all things equal now, I would go with the earliest date. Now, that isn't saying anything about Mount Sinai being a better hospital than special surgery or the other way around. I'm in a position where not only is this pain driving me to take too much medicine and too much powerful opiates, for one thing, not only that, but it is speeding my decision making. If I did not have my primary doctor saying to me, okay, now, I think you're going to be okay at either one of those institutions because they're great, and both of those surgeons have great reputations, I think you're going to be okay no matter which decision you make, I'd be a little bit nervous. So I feel confident, and the catch will be, if the special surgery, the hospitals for special surgery diagnosis on Monday is radically different than what I got at Mount Sinai, then I'm in for essentially, you know, more shopping around for a tie-breaking opinion that's going to take more time, and I'll be in more pain, and frankly, I'm going to be honest with everybody, I'll be taking more medicine than I should. I hope on a very short-term basis, I'm going to get this thing resolved. But you can see how other people with fewer options have just fallen back on the medicine. Oh. And the too much oxycodone is not just a bridge to an operation that they've already have scheduled, but it just becomes the only way they can control their pain. And the next thing they know, the opiates are controlling them. Yeah, I can't, besides working for you guys, which of course I love to do, and you know this is true, I'd love to talk to you guys every week, but besides, you know, preparing myself for my conversation with you, I've put aside all other work.
It's too hard to focus. No, it's something that
I don't have the time. I mean, I, you know, literally, I can't focus. And I'm filling out 45-page questionnaires.
Right. Copy them. Thank
Copy
you.
Them. Yes, I am, actually.
You don't need a different answer for each. Guess what? We are out of time, but
yeah.
To be continued.
I hope this helped. I mean, the reason I say that is do not panic if you are in severe pain and you are for a week or so taking more medicine than you should. Don't panic about that. But if you're really relying on just the medicine to get through this without lining up an operation or some other procedure or a PT or something else that will help you get through that pain, then you're flirting with a lot of trouble, and you really need a heart-to-heart conversation with your family doctor or the doctor that you really rely on, because you've got to keep your eye on relieving the situation, not just treating it.
Thank you, Frank, healthcare detective and the health correspondent for Parade. Send your questions or concerns about finding affordable healthcare to healthcaredetective@robinhoodradio.com. Frank will try to address as many of your questions as he can on future broadcasts, and look for his book, Your Best Healthcare Now.